And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
There's no noise floor in here again, and it's confusing. It's disconcerting. There's no air conditioner. There's no nothing. So it's like there's no other noise other than myself breathing, and it's really creepy. Welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is Alf Midwood. It's been a really screwy week, obviously. My voice is just about to give out, and I'm just starting the show. So I'm only guaranteeing an hour, and I opted not to go for music because, I don't know, the subject matter didn't really appeal to me as far as trying to match it to some sort of music. As far as, I gotta, you know, I must point out my astute audience. So I figured out what the problem was with the board as far as, why I was, the meters were matched. Cause, I hear things in stereo. I hear it. I hear the audio before it goes out to the encoder. If you think of the encoder as a transmitter, I hear the audio before the transmitter. But I don't hear it post. So to me, here, post, or I should say pre, before, it's stereo. I'm sending stereo. I'm sending stereo down the line. But apparently what was going on is I had left the encoder in mono. The transmitter was in mono. That's the best way to put it. So everything for like the last, I don't even know how long, quite frankly. Ever since I switched over, because remember I was using a different audio interface, and then I had to send it back, and I have a new one which I haven't even installed yet. So it's, I don't know, 6 months maybe. I've been in mono. The whole show has been in mono. Now I've only listened to one or two shows, and you can't really unless I'm doing something like this, unless I'm going like that and going hard left, hard right, or some sort of something with the, you know, something or another, or maybe a little bit of a reverb. Maybe the reverb might be in stereo. There's no other stereo material if I'm not playing music. So, although the opening is in stereo, and I think the close might be. So the problem's been rectified. I fixed it. So the show is now officially back in stereo, although I'm not playing music tonight. Isn't that the way it goes? So I fixed that. And I did something else today. I can't think of what it was. The problem wasn't with the wiring. I wired it up correctly the first time, but I rewired it anyway. There's something else that I can't think that I did today. And that was like I think I did the cat box. And that was like that's it as far as my accomplishments for the week go. There was nothing major. Although, you know, it's really funny. I went out, I guess it was Tuesday. I went out and we got cat litter, and we went to go see Uncle George for a little bit, which was fine. And I know what I did. We fixed the camera angle. Those of you watching video should notice that. Oh, wait, let me open the camera up. Hi, howdy. Those of you watching, so there was like X number of hours of blank video, a couple minutes of blank video there because I'm an idiot. I changed the camera angle so that it should look okay. Everything should look, it should look marvelous. Should look absolutely marvelous. Now that that's being said, you know, it's really funny because it's like I'm watching myself, like, you know, in the preview so I can see. And I get so distracted that I forgot to, did I mention that my name was LF Midwood? I know I did. So we went to go see George, which was cool. He got his water pump problems straightened out. Now he has three of them. So he's got a new one, plus they fixed the old one. So he shouldn't be having any water pumps, any sump pump issues for like quite some time, which is good news. And we went to get something to eat. And this was Tuesday, and I came home because I wanted to start to watch the results on on the Georgia runoff. So I started like early, like real early. I was there before there was like not before they even, you know, I don't even think the precincts had closed, and I started to watch Fox. And I have to stop watching Fox. I have to get one of those rubber bands and put it around my wrist. And whenever I start watching Fox, I have to snap the rubber band so as to program myself not to watch Fox and to watch One America News instead, especially during the week because they're live. Unless there's a riot. Okay? Unless there's a riot. I gotta honestly say that. That put that little cravat in there. So I was watching on Tuesday, and it's like they were talking about what was going to be happening the next day, as far as the certification. And I wanted to see the certification because I wanted to see the certification. I didn't want to watch the certification with any expectation of there being any other outcome other than Joe Biden being certified from president-elect to president. I'm not saying that they didn't steal the election, but I'm saying that they did it real good. They successfully stole the election. So, I mean, you know, because it's really obviously, you know, what happened on, and it's really funny because she set the alarm and she got up, it was like at 1 o'clock, and at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, because I went to sleep at 6, so it only would have been like 7 hours. She's like, it's 1 o'clock, you wanted to get up. And I'm like, I'll watch it later. I'll watch it later. So I went back to sleep, and I didn't wake up till like 5 o'clock on Wednesday. And by then, obviously, the storming of the Bastille, as I like to put it, had already occurred. And I watched a lot of stuff. I want to talk a little bit about it. Obviously, it's the main thing. But I think the Georgia runoff is a long-term problem. Not that this hasn't kind of turned into a long-term problem with what the social media platforms are doing. So, but no, I think we're screwed. I think we're, you know, I think it's pretty bad now. Now that there's no stopgap with the Senate being Republican controlled. So I'm not quite sure how bad it's going to be. I don't know exactly what they can unravel in the next two years, maybe if there's if we can manage to get the Senate back, or maybe the House, because we did pick up seats in the House on this cycle. So yeah, I don't know how much they can unravel. I honestly, and you got to remember, the only thing that we really have going for them, or going for us, and when I say us, I mean anybody who's not them. is the fact that there's bickering amongst them as far as what the deal is between their moderates and their progressives, as far as the Democrats go. So that's something that saves us there. And it's like, you know, I don't even know how to express this. I gave a lot of thought to this show, and it's to the point of, I know something happened. Okay, I'm willing to go out on the limb and say I know something happened on Wednesday. I'm 100% that something happened on Wednesday, because I saw it, if not while it was happening, at least in a fair amount of video. So I know what happened, but I don't really know what happened, because there's a lot of things floating around in regards to what happened. So, you know me, I never come charging out the gate. I'm not one of those, you know, next day conspiracy theory guys. I usually wait a week. You know, coffee's better by then anyway. Oh, and I don't even drink coffee, so the tea's better by then. The beverages, or, you know, the refreshments are better in general by then. Because I just don't like to run out there. And I don't say things I don't believe, and I don't rush to say things. This is not a news, again, time and time again, I mentioned that this is not a news. The show's in stereo, did I mention that? this is not a news. This is not, it's like commentary. You know, news, there's plenty, actually there aren't, see, that's the thing. This is another part of the conversation dialogue. The idea becomes this, is that, well, where do we get news from now? Let me roll this up a little bit. It's a little warm. It's always warm in here. where do we get news from now? Where's our news come from? I mean, who can we trust? There was a point in time where we could trust Fox News. I don't believe that's the truth anymore. I kind of watch Fox for entertainment value at this point in time. I still like The Five, and I like Gutfeld. But it's, you know, what am I beyond that? I mean, what am I not, you know? I guess Hannity's still trying. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not really 100% sure anymore. I don't know what's going on, but I know something's going on. As for, you know, the idea, the runoff itself could have been, you know, because then I have to start talking about this stuff, and then it gets kind of like weird. And it's like, it sounds somewhat crazy, but yet at the same time plausible. I guess the idea becomes is there's a supercomputer, you know, like the one that the NSA uses to listen to everybody, and more than just phone calls. It does, you know, text, you name it, it does it. It can intercept it. And what it does is it gets all the information and it, you know, collates it and does what it needs to do with it. Well, there's another supercomputer called Hammer. And I think it's an older machine. So it's not up to spec as far as whatever the newest version of the NSA's machine is, but it's powerful enough to be able to run an app called Scorecard. And Hammer, which is the computer, and Scorecard, which is the app, are the is how it looks like for the most part that the election was hacked. And what they did was is they did ballot dumps late at night again, because it's really interesting how these old lead changes took place late at night, where theoretically people weren't even counting anymore. They remember they were waiting for the plumber in Georgia. Georgia. Anyway. It's interesting because I got a story on it. Thanks to Pinball Wizard for sending me a program that contained some of the information. It's got his whole interview in it. There's an interview in the link he sent me. So most of it's there, I guess. And I found one or two other things around it. Now, it's plausible. There's a whistleblower that's come out and it describes how this has happened. And there's also been description of apparently how Antifa was involved with I don't even know what to call it. Like I said, you know, I guess I will call it a riot. I guess that's the best thing to do is call it a riot. With the riot. And so were a couple of people from the military who had supposedly gotten Nancy Pelosi's laptop, which had all sorts of stuff on there that she didn't want out, obviously. One of the reasons, and I think, once again, one of the things that kind of lends credence to the fact that there's something going on with this Hammer and Scorecard is the fact that they want to impeach the president on Monday. And he's, why not just let him serve out his term? You know, they're using, he's got the nuclear codes, and it's like he can't do that by himself. That's not something that he can just wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to drink a Diet Coke, have a couple of scoops of ice cream, and set off a couple of missiles. It doesn't work like that. There's other steps, and it's fail-safe, other steps involved. So it's not that, even though that's what they're advertising. So if it's not that, then what else could it be? And I think they're concerned about declassification of information that would shed light on Hammer and Scorecard. I keep wanting to say Hammer and Sickle, but Hammer and Scorecard. And there's more than one Hammer now. Apparently there's a Hammer I forget where I read where it was. I know there's supposedly one in China. There's another one in another one of the states that's more friendly to us. And this is how they pulled off. This is how they rigged the election. You know, Now, if you're going to, let's go on the premise that they did rig the election, okay? What happened on Wednesday, to, in my mind, let's put aside Antifa and Pelosi laptops, and let's just put that aside. Let's just presume that hammer and scorecard is how they successfully stole the election. Okay. What happened on Wednesday, in my mind, is you know, we talked about those 74 million Americans who feel that the system has failed them. This, meaning what happened on Wednesday, was directly related to that in my mind. I find it a little hard to feel condemnation. I guess that's the word. I'm not 100% quite what the word is, but I'm not. It's just when I look at what happened over the summer, and I look at the millions and millions and millions of dollars in destruction, and I think there were 30 people killed, murdered, by the way, 30 people. There were government buildings under attack by Antifa in Oregon. I don't. Why is it? It's because the Capitol building is such a holy of holies. I mean, I can't. You know, if the system is broken, and this is the thing, you know, and this is what I've been trying to figure out, and this is the crux of it for me, and this is where I get become a little lost. If the system has failed us, at what point is it right to start an insurrection? I guess that's as simple as that, because I truly, in my heart of hearts, feel that this election was rigged. This election was stolen, and I'm not alone in that. I think there was even numbers as upwards of 40%. They were doing, excuse me, they were doing. I need a little something to drink. They've been doing. Polls. That's what they've been doing. Polls. And, you know, it's that kind of number that got people like Ted Cruz interested in having the topic brought up again. And Hawley, I believe. Hawley's his name. And a bunch of other people. To at least have, and this is why on Wednesday, they voted not to decertify. And it automatically opened up if it had been uninterrupted, it would have automatically opened up a dialogue in regards to a debate, in regards to why, where, when. And that was the plan. To me, I don't know, maybe I didn't get the newsletter or something, you know, but to me, that's what the plan was, just to have some actual dialogue from a representative, someone that represents someone in this country, if not me, someone at least from another district or, you know, another state, whatever the story may be. To actually talk about it, because the idea of the election being stolen and the fraud hasn't been talked. The Supreme Court even said we're gonna not talk about it, but we're talking about it. This is as much as we're gonna talk about it now, and we're not talking about it. So the Supreme Court let us down. If the highest court in the land let us down, you know, and they're like, oh well, you know, you don't have enough evidence, you don't have enough. I mean, it's like. It's, you would actually, you know, it's these, you know, it winds up being, a lot of this stuff winds up being so small. Do you know what I mean? These little grains of sand that you have to like put, and they want like a pound of sand for evidence. And you have all these little grains of sand that are friggin', you know, they're the voter fraud. They're what's, you know, things that went wrong, things that didn't go the way they should have, you know, legitimate voter fraud. And they're saying, well, you don't have enough. You don't have enough. You don't have enough. So it wasn't given any serious voice. And as far as, you know, the media and the Democrats, who are basically the same thing, they were like, oh, let's go home. Nothing to see here. Keep on moving. You know, this is the same party that for obviously almost 4 years, they're like, there was voter. There was the election was interfered with. How many times did they play that? How many times? It was like the friggin' Beatles on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Back in like 64, right before Ed Sullivan. You know what I'm saying? And then after Ed Sullivan too, I guess. Right? It was like the friggin' Beatles on the radio. And then they're going to try now. They're going to try and impeach him again on the grounds of that he was responsible for what occurred on Wednesday. Now, I happen to be a reasonably intelligent individual. I know a lot of my friends, people who still call themselves my friends anyway, to be pretty bright people. It's one of the things that I generally tend not to stay or spend time or put effort or time into people who I don't consider to be intelligent. And the people that I know that are intelligent are the same way. So you know, you're really dealing with people who are like, and there's no way in the world, I mean, literally in the world, that I had any expectation for anything else to happen other than there to be some debate on the floor, both the House and the Senate, about voter fraud and election security. I didn't think that there was going to be some last minute Hail Mary, you know, that Vice President Pence was going to, you know, all of a sudden pull out a football and go deep. I'll fake it to you. You know, I didn't expect that. I expected Pence to do his job. I don't know, you know, in regards to listening to the president talking about, you know, like somehow he made it seem as though Mike Pence had some sort of congressional. I don't think he did. And if he did, you know, he didn't think he did. You know, I know people now who are a little down on Pence, and because he's going to the inauguration, apparently, and they would prefer that he didn't go to the inauguration on the 20th. I get that. I fully understand that. But I think Mike Pence has shown himself to be a class individual all the way through. And I think he's going to see this through, go to the freaking inauguration. And that's that. And as I said before, I hate to see his political career over. But I mean, I don't know. My head is still spinning. My head is still spinning because, you know, and I guess what happened is I hadn't fully formulated what was going on in my mind based upon what the evidence that was pretty much in front of my eyes. And then I was presented with some other evidence, some other ideas that seemed plausible to me. That's the thing. I'm not gonna talk about something unless it seems reasonably plausible to me. And that's why, you know, it's more than reasonably plausible to me that this election was thrown. And I suspect the election in Georgia, the runoff in Georgia, was thrown as well too. Because those are two big things. That's the Senate and that's the White House. I mean, you know, it would almost, I wouldn't say it would be ridiculous to do one without the other, but if you're going to do one, you might as well do the other, and especially if you could do it the same way. And again, I believe that's the way it was done. I'm not quite sure what to do, because I know over recent weeks I've gotten probably more aggressive and more angry. Would I be angry enough to go charging into the Capitol building if I happen to be in D.C. at that point in time? I don't really know. I can't, you know, that's the thing. I feel, Black Lives Matter and their people, associated people. I'm not doing good. I took my pills right before I came out. So, their associated thuggeries and whatnot. I mean, they burnt these cities down to the ground. I mean, they did. It was horrible what they did. Horrible. And the Democrats were kind of like, well, it was just, they were just pent up. It was just pent up frustration, you know? And then the peaceful protesters, let's not forget CNN with the peaceful protests with the fire going in the background. You know, it's, come on, You know, what's, what are you going to forget this? You know, no condemnation coming from the left. Very vagaries coming from the left while that was going on all summer. It's the reason I still watch Fox. I hadn't watched Fox for like a year. I was watching ONA. And then the riots came and I started watching Fox. And then I stayed at Fox. That's what happened. It was the riots. I swear to God. I swear to you. Nothing. No condemnation whatsoever at all, right? So you have the riot that occurred at the Capitol building. And you have, of course, the Democrats coming out and saying it was, you know, the condemnation and condemnation. Maybe that'll be the word of the show. I'm not sure. I'll have to get back to you on that. With the idea being condemnation, evil is the president's fault, right? Wasn't it the president's fault during the summer, too, I thought? I get confused sometimes. It's always, when you don't know what's going on, it's always safe to assume that it's the president's fault. Whose fault is it? It's Donald J. Trump's fault. Okay, just so we're square. But not only did you have that, but you had the vast majority of Republicans come out and say, if not universal, quite frankly, say that, you know, it was a really horrible thing and it shouldn't have happened. Do you know what I mean? Why couldn't the Democrats say that during the summer? You follow what I'm saying? I don't understand why they couldn't do that. You know, it's obviously it's political or something like that. I got a beard trimmer today. I'm gonna be trimmed up next week. I'm gonna be nice and neat. So I'm looking at myself and I'm like, oh man. Can I see the color of my eyes? That's my trick. Can I see the color of my eyes? Can you see what? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna. That's your trivia question for the week. What color are Midwood's eyes? Gotta see them. There you go. All right, that's it. Everybody got 5 seconds left. 5 seconds to look. So I don't have a problem because I just don't like the way it sounds. Oh, I don't have a problem that that certain people representing MAGA stormed the Capitol building, and I don't have a problem with the destruction that occurred of property, although not much. You notice they didn't pull statues down. You know, I saw some video. They were coming in, even, you know, with the red velvet ropes. They were coming in the ropes. They weren't, like, just running all over the room. They were coming in via the ropes in an organized fashion. You know, like you're going to see a basketball game or across the opera. You know? What's up with that? I look and I see a woefully prepared Capitol Police, which is really insane because people knew that this thing, they had a permit. There were thousands and thousands and thousands. I don't even know how many people were there. But this is for once, they, you know, this is a big opportunity for the for like CNN to say that they were, thousands, that they told the truth once. So there's thousands and thousands and thousands of MAGA people there. You know, usually when they talk about MAGA rallies, they're like, oh, there was 8 people, right? We know that not to be true, of course, I just feel that every now and then someone's got to turn the page. And when are we going to know? When are we going to know? If they successfully, and this all kind of ties together, if they successfully stole those 2 elections, and who knows how many they've been doing before then, quite frankly, but let's just say if they successfully stole those 2 elections, being an American citizen doesn't mean shit anymore. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It has no meaning whatsoever. So as an American citizen, am I or you or anybody else we know supposed to just say, okay, fine? I've never been an okay, fine kind of guy unless you're asking me if I want to smoke another joint. Yeah. Then I'm in there. I'm in the game. I'll smoke you under the table. I'm in the game. I'm going to get some weed before I leave, and I'm going to smoke it online. I'm going to smoke it during one of my shows. I want to see how bad it gets. how bad it gets. This will fall apart, but it'll be funny at least. It'll be funny for you, not so much for me. But no, getting back to what I was originally saying, there's no, where do you draw the line? Where do you say, okay, this is good, this is good, wait, and then say all of a sudden, wait a second. No. You know, and we know there's a lot of patriotic quotes. Was it Jefferson, from time to time, the Tree of Liberty needs to be with patriot blood, or whatever I'm paraphrasing. The Whiskey Rebellion. Don't forget the Whiskey Rebellion. And there's no way that they were organized enough to, in a paramilitary sense, that they were actually going to take the building hostage. And this is the first thing I started to think about when I first started to watch this stuff unfold, because I was watching it later. I was watching 5 o'clock wrap ups and whatnot. So I'm saying to myself, and this is the first thing I said to, I spoke to the Connecticut office bureau there, and I spoke to Pinball Wizard. And the first thing that I couldn't figure out was, well, why wasn't there more security? What's that all about? Doesn't that sound suspicious? I knew it sounded suspicious to me. It's like, wait, every other thing they have, they have Black Lives Matter, and there's this, like, they pull out the Abrams tanks, they're all there, but not so much, apparently, for the white folks who eat at Oyster, Olive Basket, is that what it is? That's what the flaming homo said? Olive Basket. I just think I like to think that it was a spontaneous event. I would almost even really feel kind of better if it were a spontaneous event, because there was walls to be scaled and there was all sorts of. So in my mind, until something better steps up, and the better thing stepping up is this theory about they needed to get in there to get those laptop and some other things out of there. Let me tell you a little bit about. Got to read it off my phone. I didn't charge my. I did not charge my. I did not charge my tablet. I'll go plug it in when I go outside. Let me see. Proof. Okay, I think this pretty decently off here. Just how big is it? Oh, gotta lift my glasses, of course. General McKinley says special ops got Posey's laptop. This is high treason. I've been telling you the next 10 days will be unlike anything you have ever witnessed in America. And it's not just me telling you. How about a 3-star general? General McKinley just released several videos where he breaks down everything that happened at the Capitol. And it's not what you think. There were several operations being run at the same time. Guys with heavy military gear that you've heard about. Those were the White Hats. They went and seized multiple pieces of evidence, including Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Listen to him break it down. One. Lieutenant General Thomas McKinley, speaking at the White House yesterday, he says White Hats, good guys, part of the special forces, got Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the breach of the Capitol, I guess would be the best word, on Wednesday. He says she's frantic, and this is why she's pushing to impeach Trump. Two, Lieutenant General Thomas McKinley, COVID-19 is being used to destroy small businesses. They're censoring the President of the United States. The affidavit revealing Italy's role in the rigged election is true. Okay, please retweet. It's part three. Lieutenant General Thomas McKinley, every American needs to stand up. The attack on the Capitol was done by Antifa, but was enabled by McConnell, Schumer, Pelosi, Schiff, and the mayor. Comey sold the top secret program hammer. Check this out. Comey sold the top secret program hammer and scorecard to the Chinese. That's really bad. We're not here to be Antifa. Military white hat operations leaving with hard drives. Is this why Pelosi suddenly wants to impeach Trump? Full video from Ann Vandersteel, also recently deleted from Twitter. Yeah, I was able to get that. That's the link, Ann Vandersteel. That's the show that that was sent to me by Pinball Wizard. Is there more? And because I know it will soon be wiped from Twitter during the page, I saved them all. Put them all in one video and save to Rumble. Watch here. Okay, so this is a visual thing. The former LC general who served under United States presidents in the past says Pelosi is frantic because she knows her laptop went missing during the chaos. This is high treason, McKinley explained. They're terrified because they, special forces, have that data. Okay. There were some people in there that were special forces mixed with Antifa, and they took her laptop and they have her data. The former lieutenant general claims the missing laptop is the reason that Pelosi wants to impeach President Donald Trump in such a expeditious push during the 25th Amendment, using the 25th Amendment. People showing the House Speaker's desktop were bolstered by an Intel hub Wednesday that revealed the contents on her desk. Related rioters pictured sitting in Speaker's Nancy Pelosi's chair, pictures of the computer and emails exposed. It was open. It was unlocked. A tweet in the report from the Breaker 911 account also displayed what appeared to be images of Pelosi's small email box. However, the tweet has since been removed. General McKerny has seen the Pelosi laptop. The spec ops got it. Okay. Claiming Pelosi was Twitter terrified. Special forces. Okay, are we going? No. Okay, so that's that. So that's the gist of that. Again. And this guy's come out, and he's come out on, let me put that down rather not loudly. He's put that down, and he's ready to testify. He's a, what do you call, turncoat? Too bad he didn't go to WikiLeaks. Speaking of WikiLeaks, I've heard in like two or three places now that they're trying to get him released. But the English judge there doesn't want to do it. They're trying to get him extradited to the United States, which the timing would be great because if he can't get a pardon because he hasn't been charged yet and there's been no charging. But I'm quite sure there's something that the president can do for him. And that would be awfully appreciative if he did, as would many other Americans. But when, you know, so when a whistleblower comes out, these things aren't as safe as they used to be. Nothing is as safe as it used to be. So I'm left with this feeling, this overall feeling of, I guess I got to break it down this way, you know, cause I'm an Occam's razor kind of guy, you know, the simplest explanation has generally been the correct information in my life. It's the way it's been. I think MAGA blew its top. That's what I think. I think they were feeling cheated. They felt as if they were acting on the, for lack of a better term, the orders of the president. Although the president, I don't believe the president anytime ordered anyone to do anything. This is like Charlie in the van. Did Charlie get out of the van? I mean, what do we, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, so Manson murdered all those people and he never stepped out of the van. You know, did Donald Trump incite anyone? Excuse me. I didn't feel incited. Did you feel incited? I just presumed that there was just going to be more litigation passed when Sleepy Joe took office. That was my assumption. That's what I thought. That's what me thoughts. And that still may be the case. So, you know, but I guess there were a lot of people really, really gassed up. And all it takes is a couple of few, and boom, there you go. And why was the security so minimal? I'm going back to that. I know it's a big circle, but it's a big one. It also almost makes me believe that was a setup, just to get people into the building. And then once they had people into the building, they were able to pull off whatever they needed to pull off, whatever ops needed to be pulled off. And it sounds, what's the word I use when I messaged him back, because he woke me up and he says, you have to see this thing. And I was like, you suck, just like that. And I'll find it. Do, 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 do. Move this way. I kind of like working with my phone. Small. Okay. What did I say? Very interesting program. Seems plausible to me. There you go. There's that term. Seems plausible. Yeah, it seems plausible to me that something like that could occur. It seems like a setup. It just seems like a setup. It seems like like the stage being set for something to happen, like the table being set. Who the players were and what they were going to get out of it, I couldn't really tell you. But obviously this general can and has been, and has been talking to various news agencies that will listen to him, because, you know, that's another thing, man. We get back, you know, you can't trust the news anymore. You just can't do it. It's sad. I mean, it's really sad. You know, and then let's move over to the idea of social media. I believe my Twitter account is still intact. I check it from time to time to make sure. And that just means I just wasn't annoying enough. I should have tried harder. I'm very disappointed. I'm going to spend more time over there at Parler. It's actually Parler. The French pronunciation is Parler. And to Parler is to sit and talk and talk things out. But somehow, because we're dumb Americans, it got changed to Parler. And it really annoys me. So I'm still calling it a Parler. You can call it whatever you want. But I actually have a story. Let's see. Okay, yeah, this was breaking news back when I was a child. No. Breaking. Amazon kicks Parler off of servers, shuts down platform until they find new host. Update. Parler CEO John Mentz has responded to the ban and vowed to have the platform back up in a week or sooner. Amazon has kicked Parler off their web hosting service, meaning the platform will be offline until they find a new host. The ban goes into effect on Sunday, effectively shutting down the platform that conservatives have flocked to since big tech giants began banning conservatives. Parler has faced what could only be described as a massive coordination with cyber attack by big tech, first being banned by Apple and Google within 24-hour period of time. Trending, Amazon's employees are lobbying for the platform to be booted so they could get further silence their political adversaries, assholes. In an email obtained by BuzzFeed News, which hardly is news, by the way, Amazon Web Services Trust and Safety team told Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Poloff that the calls for violence and propagating across Parler violated terms of service, that Amazon has unconvinced that their servers plan to use the volunteers to moderate such things will be effective. Okay, so, hey, of course, they don't want bans when Black Lives Matter was planning riots across Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Oh, yeah, by the way. It was commonly known that they used Twitter to coordinate their attacks and how they were going to do things. Commonly known. No problem. You got that asshole in fucking Iran shooting his mouth off every 15 minutes about killing America and ending America. No problem. No problem. Christ's sakes. Recently, we've seen a steady increase in this violent content on your website, all of which violates our terms. It's clear that Paula does not have an effective process to comply with the AWS terms of service. The email reads, we cannot provide services to a customer that is unable to effectively identify and remove things. Remove content that encourages or incites violence against others. The email reads, because Paula cannot comply with our terms of service and poses a very real risk to public safety, we have to suspend Paula's effective account effective Sunday, January 10th at 11:59. Okay. So that's pretty shitty. I can tell you, I went from around 1,050 on friggin' Twitter to 750 even. So you know what it is? I guess I just have gotten comfortable with Twitter. And I guess that's, you know, I guess that's a lot of people are facing that, I suppose. We're just comfortable with Twitter, and the idea of moving to something else is somewhat annoying. But I will become more active over there on Paula. And I mean, it's not that much different, really, if you stop and think about it, especially since they got that dark mode back on, which was really important to me. I know I'm a dick. I'm not going over there unless there's dark mode. I was trying to get my cat to come in earlier, but he was here last week. He made a cameo appearance, and he said if I wanted to have him in again, I was going to have to talk to his agent. So I decided not to pursue it, but I do miss his presence. Yeah, I do miss his presence. That being said, what's this 203 thing? This 203 document or legislation that would make the platforms responsible for the stuff that they put up there. So they would have to do it evenly, and they would be responsible for it. I was listening to something on AO1 earlier today. I think it was, what's his name with the black hair? And he said, you know, it might not be the best idea in the world because they might pull stuff down just in case. Just in case it would be a problem, do you know? And that's a pretty heavy thought right there. We are, I think the culture wars, if this is like part of the culture wars, this goes into the whole MAGA thing. This is starting to meet in one huge popcorn ball covered with caramel kind of thing. And I consider myself to be, I'm amazed to be alive to see it. This is true. Because this is the new war. This is the way people wage war now. You don't have to, but you don't have to kill people. It's all cyber. Imagine what it's going to be like when the next generation of kids, I'm not talking Z, I'm talking past Z, although Z is kind of scary too. How's it going to be? I mean, it's going to be frightening. I'm just not really sure. You know, I'm genuinely loyal for the most part. Except that one time. I believe the election was stolen. And I don't think my president did anything to incite the violence as seen in the Capitol building. I think disinfected America's disenfranchised Americans, because that's how it feels to be a Trump supporter now, quite some time, as a matter of fact, said that's it. That's it. It's come. You know, zero mark, zero, let's go. And they went in. And then I believe that to be true as well, too, that they did go in. You know, they did rank and file, you know. Most of those guys were, like, I think the guy behind Pelosi's chair was arrested. The guy with the horns, with the blue, with the red, white, and blue, and the tan pants, he's been arrested. Been a couple of the bigger ones are arrested, not for nothing. I also heard that the DA is possibly considering charging files against the officer who fired the shots. I believe they were out of a rifle. I don't know, America. I don't know. I mean, is that all? I think there are people calling for Ted Cruz to be removed from office as well, by the way, which I don't necessarily agree with. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where we're at, let alone where I'm at. And it's not very often that I come out here and I'm like, you know, there's a lot of pieces. It's not, nothing is as simple as one would believe. A lot of pieces, and I'm not quite sure how I feel. I feel we have a right to overturn the apple cart. I feel we have a right to, as Jesus did, turn over the money changers' tables. I believe we have a right to do that. I do believe we have a right to do that. The question becomes is when? When does that become necessary? So you have to ask yourself, has that become necessary? You know? Talk about the idea of the breakdown of civilization. How many times has the government not even been funded and everything's been just fine? You see airplanes in the sky. You can go buy a pack of cigarettes on the corner store. Everything's cozy. Your TV turns on. It's good to go. It's good to go. So people get panicky. Oh, the government's not going to be funded. Okay. All right. What are you willing, you know, America, it becomes America. What are you willing to, you know, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to go to jail for the cause? Did they accomplish anything, these guys who ran in there? Maybe they did. Maybe if they were destruction or distraction, then they did. Surely they did. But if they weren't, was it, did it relieve any problems? Any of the current problems, just being able to sit there and take a picture at someone's desk? Must have been pretty fucking cool, don't get me wrong. But did it actually accomplish anything? That's what I need to know. Or would want to know. Where's the value in that? Because a lot of these people are being arrested, and they're going to be arrested on federal charges. And the feds don't fuck around. Yeah. That I know. You know, I maybe it is time for an insurrection. Maybe there needs to be something a little bit better planned. You know, like, who put those pipe bombs? Those pipe bombs at the Democratic Convention National Headquarters? That's the Republican National Headquarters. Pipe fucking bombs. Two of them, one at each. Doesn't that work? Who's that speak to? Who's that speak to? Right? Who's that? In my mind, that speaks to Antifa. Seriously. I don't know. But we're in. Whatever this is, we're in. It keeps getting, we're bubbling up on layers. You know, we're leveling up as we go along. We haven't heard from Q in a long ass time. So I don't know what Q's deal is. I suspect there's still something bigger going on. And I guess we just have to wait and find out. I mean, that's all you can really do, right? Is wait and find out. We've been waiting and finding out for like a long time. These have been like extraordinary things. I mean, I consider it to be extraordinary that the Capitol building was overrun. I consider it more extraordinary that they didn't have enough fucking cops on duty. And they knew that there was a rally coming, a rather large rally. And it was, so it's almost as if it wasn't, think about it this way. It's almost as if it was an invitation. It was an invitation into the Capitol building. Was the cafeteria open? Get some soup. My throat's killing me. My throat hurts. So yeah, that's that. I wasn't even sure how to wrap my head around this program. Was it? Because I sort of had my own feelings, and I talked to someone else, and then I talked to someone else, and there's just this mixture. And it's like, you know what? You don't, if it's your opinion, it's not the wrong thing, but I don't want to rush on something. I don't want to come out and say something, and then it's just totally ridiculous. I think everything I've talked about could possibly be in play. It's entirely possible. And it should scare us. It should scare us. It should 100% scare us. I was reading how they friggin' communicated in Twitter chat rooms to make their plans, you know, about what to bring. Yeah. To make the attack happen. You know, when you got all these people retiring, they're resignating. They're turning in their resignations because they hold Trump responsible. You know, the thing that bugs me is, regardless of who did it, you know, Donald Trump winds up looking like Hitler post 33. You know what I mean? It's like, all we need is a fucking Reichstag to go on fire, and then we're set. We're in like Flynn, you know? What is it with these people? What the fuck is it? And he's not going to go away. Donald Trump is not going anywhere. You know, if anything, this is the one thing, late New Year's secret wish, but that's not a secret anymore. I would love to have Donald Trump finance a social media platform. That simple. You know, people would flock to it. And that would be good, because, you know, I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't want MAGA to go away. I do not want MAGA to go away. I don't care how many slings and arrows MAGA has to withstand in the process of existing. I don't want MAGA to go away, because MAGA was like one of the only things in my life that I ever felt like connected to, in the sense of like-minded people. You know, you don't run into that very often. Not very. You get, you know, your friends, your family. Yeah. Not that I'm putting those things out, of course, but I'm just saying, you know, just think of the idea of there's potentially 74 million people out there who agree with you. 74 million people. When have you ever had 74 million people agree with you? When have I ever had 74 million people agree with me? We lift each other up. And there's a lot to come from that. I think I'm getting out of here. I'm real thirsty. I can't fix it. It's probably that clonidine. That's what happens when I take my pills before my show. My eyes are shot. I'm like Johnny Thunders. Hey, well, I'm a little bit less, you know, scared, I guess. You know, I kind of laid the pieces out. And in the process of laying them out, I kind of have a better understanding of what we're talking about here, what we're possibly talking about here. And I say again, perfectly plausible for lack of a better word, for that conspiracy theory to be true. And even if it's not, just the storming of the Bastille. Yeah, man. It's the people's fucking house. It's the people's fucking house. There is no them without us. That's really the God honest truth. There is no them without us. And I think they generally tend to forget that. So every now and then, maybe they need a little bang on the head to remind them exactly who's the boss. Who's in charge here. You know? Anyway, I'm up for some insurrection. Yeah, I need some, you know, good reason, you know, lay it out for me, as they say, a plan. But I'm up for some good insurrection. See, I don't ever worry about shit being found like years from now when I run for public office, because this is the extent of it. This is it. This is the high and the low, the end of the show. There'll come a point in time where I can no longer put my clothes on and I won't be able to come out here anymore. That's the end of the show. No more Midwood. That's what I aspire to. That's what I aspire to. Anyway, I wish I had something in stereo. Dagnabbit. Anyway, let me do Midwood Files. Head over to Midwood Files. You'll see archives and links that I like to go to. And 11LR9, that's John Lightning's link. Head over there and you'll see archives from John Lightning and Dave and Steve. And head all the way over to the right, you'll find my good friend Brad Reed over there at Grits Radio. And I think that's it. Come back next week. Blah, 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 blah. Let me make sure I got this in. I think I do. And that's that.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.